The following program is a paid advertisement. The views reflected on this show are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors Magazine, the true magazine for the Midwest sportsman at MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester, Illinois, where the sandwich is the sandwich. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant, or a restaurant just for you and that special person, at 1 South LaGrange Road in downtown LaGrange, at gpitaliano.com, 708-325-4590.
Follow me. Streams, find a world that embraces free open spaces. Come and follow me.
Hello, everyone. This is Chauncey from Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Come on out and follow me into the great outdoors, whether it's close to home or across this great country. Come on out and follow me. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the show here. On this week's program, we're going to hear from Tim Mondel of the Forest Preserve District of Cook County. He's a little bit late this month, but that's okay. He had a lot of stuff going on. Of what's going on in the Forest Preserve District for the Memorial Weekend and this weekend. And then we're going to talk to Dave Van Dorm from Take a Vet Fishing. He's going to inform us about how their program works with taking veterans from all services of the military, out fishing for a day. Some of these people are younger vets, and some of them are much more mature vets. As a matter of fact, he's even taken Congressional Medal of Honor winners, which has got to just be wild if you think about that. I mean, I would be humbled sitting listening to one of them. But we're going to talk to him about what it's like, you know, taking these people out for a day of fishing. And then Captain Tim Derry from the U.S. Coast Guard Auxiliary wants us to all to know that this week is Boating Safety Week across this country, that the Coast Guard is promoting, and we should all be listening to it, because safety on the water is always a number one and should be 365 days a year. Then in the last segment of the program, we're going to have the Aiden Fishing Report and a few other little outdoor tidbits that we can fit in. So once again, it's a fully packed show, ready to go. And you know what? Now let's hear from our buddy Tim Mondel. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You didn't hear me at the beginning of the month because everything was going on with me and stuff. But right here, we're going to be talking about the great, you know, the opening season of summer fun. Not just in the forest preserves, but everywhere. We got Memorial Weekend coming up and everything else and all the summer. But let's hear from our good friend, Mr. Tim Mondel from the Forest Preserve. Tim, how are you?
I'm well, sir. How about you?
I'm doing okay, I think.
I know. I lied a little bit. I'm like a duck in a pond at this point. But it's a good thing.
Yeah.
Definitely a good thing.
God, I wish I was a duck in a pond. I'd just be floating out there and saying, wah. Whack. Yeah. All right. What's going on in the Forest Preserve?
I mean, you started to mention a little bit of it. We're really pushing into this pseudo spring / summer transition. I know we still got another month or so before the solstice, but we being the CEP department and resource management, we're all pushing really hard to put on everything we possibly can to draw people back out into nature, considering we kind of had a longer winter. So, we have special event after special event every single weekend in all locations throughout the county until I'm looking at a fake watch on my wrist, foreseeable future.
Well, just keep your gym shoes on to keep running, boy.
Exactly the case. 100%. Even bring some water shoes with you when you join up with some of these paddling events, because that's one of the things, too, with the warmer weather, right, is that we can get out on the water again and feel comfortable and feel good about being out there.
Okay. So what's happening?
That's going on is really these campgrounds. You know, yes, they're open. Most of them are open year-round, but our department specifically programs the campgrounds on every Saturday, basically starting Memorial Day weekend and pushing through to Labor Day. So if you happen to camp at any of those locations, we have many of them, folks, maybe 10, 15, 20 minutes away from your house, depending on where you live, we'll be out there late afternoon into the evening. We can help you set up your tent. We can show you what fire is best for what you're cooking. You know, whatever you're looking for on that end of it. And then even in the evening time, depending on the weather, we can go out and take a night walk, check out some of the wildlife that you might see on that area, which you're typically not allowed to do. So it's kind of a unique opportunity.
Yeah. You could just sit there and hear the whoo-whoo-whoo. Oh, yeah, I'm ready. I'm ready.
Do it. Yeah. No, yeah, it is a nice time. And it's nice because nothing against having to drive a long way. But if you don't have to drive 2.5 hours north to get up to Kettle Moraine or wherever else, you can take 35, 40-minute drive and head to, I don't know, where am I? I live in Palatine. So in Palatine, to go to Camp Reinberg and enjoy the first forest reserves of Cook County, which is Deer Grove, back in 1914. It's like, okay, so there's some really cool opportunities to take advantage of if you work late and you want to get out there and you've got a short weekend.
Cool. What about getting wet?
All right. My guy here. No, just paddling.
Talk about getting
wet. Tip. Where can I go? So we've got a few things coming up here. The Des Plaines Canoe and Kayak Marathon, that's been going on for decades. Al Pilgrim has been spearheading this event. We've had to cancel either because of COVID or the crest line was so high in terms of the river, it's just too dangerous over the last couple of years. But what that is they launch out in Libertyville and then they paddle down, I think it's about 19 miles, Chauncey. I mean, it's a long distance to paddle. And then you take out at Dam Number 2 in Mount Prospect, which is in Cook County. You can also do the mini paddle if you don't want to do the full thing. And the put-in is Pottawatomie Woods, which is Dundee and Milwaukee. You come out, stretch out, really get those muscles loose again, and then you can enjoy a band, some food, some kind of the ambience of that area. It's kind of a nice way to celebrate the waterways and the natural world and the environment around it.
Because June is River Month in Illinois. Mm.
It is, yes. And I was just going to say, explore those rivers, too.
Yeah,
because we have a ton going on there,
too. Yeah.
And again, I just kind of reiterate, I love being able to get out in the water.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes it's on the river, sometimes it's on still water. It could be a bussy, which is kind of a, you might get a little bit of wind, but that's about it. You can be out at Tampere or you know, Cranberry Slough, a few locations. The big one is the Bobian Wood Celebration, which I think you've been a part of in years past.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Okay. So I said, remember, I haven't worked at less. For 3 years, but so down in the southeast portion of the Cook County region, Adam Kessel in the South Zone collaborates with the Field Museum and a few other community partners on this. They'll be out there for about 3 or 4 hours. They'll paddle Flatfoot Lake. They will partake in archery. There'll be some casting and fishing lessons. You can do some nature exploration on your feet or on your bicycle. There's food. There's just a bevy of things going on down there. So you've got that on Saturday, June 11th. Another colleague of mine up in the Barrington region, Jeff Rapp, is hosting their annual Explore the Forest.
Cool.
That's a big one, too, especially in that region. They do about 2 really large events a year, and that's one of them. So archery resource management will be out there with various trucks that they use, so kids have an opportunity to see all these massive trucks. And if your kid's anything like mine, my kids did it the other day in Palatine, absolutely loved it, had a blast. Mm-hmm. So So they'll have that going on. You can check out their nature play, their new prairie paths. There's a few other things going on. And that's going to be Sunday the 5th.
Right. So what, and you'll be coming on the show again on June 4th to talk about everything else that's going on in forest preserves. And, you know, don't forget, we're going to be in the downtown Chicago on June 7th for the Live Healthy and Discover Nature down in the Daly Center. So I always have fun doing that event, but we'll talk about that more on the 4th too. My friend, if someone wants to get more info, what do we do?
Visit the Forest Preserves of Cook County's website at fpdcc.com.
Sounds good to me. Tim, thanks so much for coming on.
You bet. You enjoy yourself.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. Hello, everyone. Chauncey here from Chauncey's Great Outdoors. We had to change the date for the Constellation Fishing for a Cure fishing tournament, that big charity tournament that we come to every year. That's right, because of weather concerns. But on May 22nd, mark that down, we will be celebrating 20 years of Fishing for the Cure, hosted by Constellation Power at Braidwood Lake in Braidwood, Illinois. Since 2002, we have raised over $700,000, and every penny of that is raised goes to the charities. Constellation, a great company, picks up all the expenses because it believes in the community and its employees and the families that are working together to help those in need. We know that fishermen have the biggest hearts, and this year we are helping Advocate Children's Hospital, and we are going to buy them a virtual reality program and other entertainment items for the Children's Hospital wing. Staying in the hospital is stressful for us adults. Can you imagine what it's like for a kid in the hospital? And heaven forbid if it was one of your children. Please help us help them. This is the biggest charity of tournament that I know of in the Midwest and beyond. And Constellation guarantees $10,000 prize money. And that means the winner will get $4,000, second place $2,500, third place $1,000, and they pay out to the top 10 spots. Takeoff is at 6:30 in the morning. There will be food and drink after, also shirts, silent raffles, and more. So don't wait for the last minute, because we do cut off the field at 100 boats. For more information, contact Brent Nauman at 309-433-6894, or you can email him at brett.nauman, N-A-U-M-A-N, at constellation.com. From my heart to yours, please sign up and let's get these kids what they need to make their hospital stay better and get home with their families faster, and let's all go fishing for a cure at Braidwood Lake. You can also email me at Chauncey's with an S, outdoors with an S, at AOL.com for the entry forms and any questions that you may have. Look forward to hearing from you, but more important, I look forward to seeing you there. Waterworks is ready to get you on the water this spring with a 2022 Lund or Low boat powered by a Mercury outboard. But they also have fun, certified used boats that are in great shape. Need to repower? Try a new fuel-efficient Mercury outboard and your boat will feel like it's brand new. Waterworks has everything for your boating fun. You can order and have it shipped to you, from parts, accessories, oil, or a new Mercury outboard. Waterworks has everything you need to be ready to go. Just call them at 708-798-9700 or go to waterworks.com. Plan your next Illinois adventure to Wren Lake, where the fun begins. Wren Lake is situated in the heart of scenic southern Illinois and can offer you 19,000 acres of water fun and recreation, all within Interstates 57 and 64. At their website, enjoywrenlake.com, you can learn about southern Illinois lodging at its finest, restaurants, family activities, bike trails, camping, and some fantastic fishing and hunting, all in one spot at Wren Lake. And it's one of my favorite places to go.
You love watching us on TV? Now you can enjoy the great outdoors every day of the week with a subscription to Midwest Outdoors Magazine. For only $14.95, big issues loaded with the best of fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. Each one packed with how-to and where-to-go information you can use all year long. Call 1-800-606-FISH. Inside each issue, you'll find timely, in-depth articles on fishing techniques, hunting strategies, equipment reviews, and new product showcases. Fishing or hunting, it's all covered. What are you waiting for? Call 1-800-606-FISH.
When you're fishing for salmon with Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're looking to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day out fishing with friends, family, or co-workers all on Lake Michigan. So let Diamond Ghost Charters out of Winthrop Harbor hook you up with a chunky summer coho, a trophy fall king, or a lunker lake trout. They're all waiting for you with Diamond Ghost Charters. Don't wait. Call Captain Tony at 847-838-2037. That's 847-838-2037. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
Okay, forest animals. Kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay. Squirrel!
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com. This segment is brought to you by Waterworks. Waterworks Boat Sales at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors on ESPN AM 1000 in Chicago.
Lazy yellow moon coming up to tonight, shining through the trees. Crickets are singing.
Everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors, and whoa, on the phone with me, we've got a gentleman who you've seen probably on television, maybe in some articles. Sometimes you just see him on the lake smiling and relaxing with a bunch of people in his boat laughing and having a good time. We have Dave Van Dorn from Take a Vet Fishing Program. Dave, thanks for coming on.
Well, thanks for having me, Chauncey. It's great to talk to you.
Take a Vet Fishing is a unique program where the organization connects with a veteran and you take them out fishing for a day.
Yeah, we started this in 2012. Mm-hmm. And essentially what we do, Chauncey, is we get veterans out on the water. We have these events called the Day of Giving Back. And here's basically what a day of giving back looks like.
Mm-hmm.
a veteran will go to our website, takeavetfishing.org, and they will register. They'll answer some basic questions, you know, what do I like to fish for, where did you serve, what branch of the Army, a few questions on, you know, a little bit about their background. And we will pair them up with somebody who, bless their soul, is willing to, you know, take out a vet on a Sunday morning. And, you know, like a guy like myself will register and, you know, my name is Dave Van Dorn. I like to musky fish. This is the kind of boat I got. This is how many veterans I can take out. And our system through the website will pair me up with a veteran or two veterans that like the musky fish and we'll put us together. Now, we could have as many as 125 veterans at a single event. And so we typically would need, you know, anywhere from 50 to 75 guideboats. And the veteran and the guide, they go out fish. They leave about 6:30, 7 o'clock. Everybody's due back at wherever we're having it. This past weekend, we had it at the American Legion in Fox Lake. They all have to be back at 11:30, where... everybody gets lunch. We encourage the veterans to invite their families out for that. The guides get lunch, and we have an honor ceremony, color guard, national anthem, that type of thing. And every new veteran leaves with a rod and a reel, and every guide will get a little goodie packet, and we raffle off about $10,000 worth of, lures, nice little things that they can take home with them. It's,
mm-hmm.
it's 100% free to the vets. If you're a veteran from out of town, we put you up in a hotel for free. It's all part of the theme of a day of giving back. And it's about saying thank you to these men and women who have served and sacrificed for our country. And it started out that simple. And we've grown. We have 9 events this year, 2 in Florida, which we've already done. Illinois, which happened
last weekend.
Past weekend,
mm-hmm.
yeah. And we go to Michigan. And then to Madison, Wisconsin, June 11th, and we're in Mille Lacs, Minnesota, August 13th and 14th, Minnetonka, Minnesota in September, and then Eagle River in October. It's really grown into quite a thing. It's no longer just a group of guys like myself, who just love to fish,
mm-hmm.
Taking out a handful of people. We'll have over 4,000 vets out by the end of this year.
That's amazing. That's amazing. And the cool thing is, it's men, it's women, it's veterans, from across the board, whether you're, Army, Navy, Marines, Coast Guard, whatever. You're taking these people out, and the last time we spoke, you said that you had on the boat with you, I think 3 other anglers. Was that it?
Yeah.
Yeah. And
and you hit it right on the head. It is, I've had the great honor of, and I will here in a couple weeks in Madison. I take out a 99-year-old World War II vet, and I've had my very first vet that I ever took out was a young woman who had just gotten out of the Air Force, and I don't think she was 25. And I've had everything and everybody in between.
Mm-hmm.
It's about the people. It has been, I just turned 56 here last week. And outside of Nancy and my kids, Chauncey, there's nothing. And I can't say this emphatically enough. There's nothing I have ever done that gives me greater satisfaction, mm-hmm. and a sense of, it's 2 words, thank you,
yeah.
And they're so powerful. And
I mean, when you said to me on the phone, you said, I was sitting there, we had these 3 people on the boat with you, and, one of them was a, a Congressional Medal of Honor holder, and I'm like, what?
Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty humbling. That's very humbling.
I have the great opportunity. Anytime you can get a Medal of Honor recipient to spend some time on the water with you, it's there's a reason those people are who they are, and I have had the great fortune of. When COVID hit here, because everything changed when COVID hit for us as well.
Mm-hmm.
the size of our events are not going to be as big. But when COVID hit, I had the great honor of being asked by a Vietnam veteran, John Chuan, to, hey, you know, I have me and a friend of mine would like to set up something where, you know, the three of us can go out every Wednesday. And we jokingly called it Wednesday on the Water, kind of like Tuesdays with Maury.
Yeah.
And, well, along with John, who is a Purple Heart Vietnam veteran, Army veteran, sorry, the other gentleman is Al Lynch, who is the Medal of Honor recipient, who served in Vietnam and is an Army vet.
Mm-hmm.
So for 2 years now, every Wednesday or close to every Wednesday, I get to sit on a pontoon in the middle of a lake catching fish after fish after fish with a couple of genuine, in my mind, heroes. Now, if they heard me say that, I'm going to get...
You're going to get yelled at.
I'm going to get hammered pretty hard. Right. The humility on these folks is something to see. And it's a lesson for all of us. So I had a World War II vet tell me, you know, explain to me why this works. And he said, what does everybody love to hear? And I said to Elmer, I said, you tell me. You know, everybody loves to hear the words, thank you, and to be appreciated for what you do, whether it's fight for your country, be a good mechanic, mm-hmm. be a good teacher, be a good, you know, whatever it is, be the best that you can be. And people, you know, myself included, I'm sure you as well, everybody loves to hear the words, hey, you did a great job.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for that.
Yeah.
And that's where Take a Vet Fishing starts.
Mm-hmm.
And where we go to after that makes the organization even more special, in my humble opinion.
If somebody wants to help you guys out, Dave, do they go to the website to do that? Where do they go to help you guys out?
Yes, go to takeavetfishing.org. There's, if you want to donate, we are driven 100% by donation.
It is. And if somebody wants to support Take a Vet Fishing, give us that website again, okay?
It's www.takeavetfishing.org.
www.takeavetfishing.org. If you want to support these guys and girls and get a few more people out there on the water just to enjoy whether they catch a fish or not, but just to enjoy a time in the great outdoors with a lot of their friends and a lot of their cohorts that they went through the service maybe with, or just that camaraderie, make a donation to them and help them out. Dave, thank you so much for coming on the program.
Chauncey, I appreciate you very much. Thank you.
All right, take care. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. Waterworks has been through this pandemic for everyone who owns a boat or dreams of buying a new boat. Waterworks wants to make your dream of owning a 2022 Lund or Low boat powered by your Mercury outboard this year. Waterworks is taking deposits now for the 2022 Lund and Low boats with a Mercury outboard motor to be ready for that fall fishing trip. But if you have a boat you're not using or want to sell or maybe trade in, let Waterworks give you a price no one can match. Waterworks will hold your special Waterworks price on these new models and give you all those special price incentives way before any boat show, and guarantee to hold that price today with a deposit made today. So stop in now and make a deposit on your 2022 Lund or Low for that fall fishing trip with a new Mercury outboard at a price no one can match. Go to waterworks.com or call them at 708-798-9700.
You love watching us on TV? Now you can enjoy the great outdoors every day of the week with a subscription to Midwest Outdoors Magazine. For $95, you get 12 big issues loaded with the best of fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. Each one packed with how-to and where-to-go information you can use all year long. Call 1-800-606-FISH. Inside each issue, you'll find timely, in-depth articles on fishing techniques, hunting strategies, equipment reviews, and new product showcases. Fishing or hunting, it's all covered. What are you waiting for? Call 1-800-606-FISH. Did you know that Midwest Outdoors Magazine includes a state section for where you live? Each month you get the information that matters to you and where you hunt and fish. For only $95, you get 12 big issues of You Can't Beat This Deal. Call 1-800-606-FISH and start your adventure with Midwest Outdoors today.
When you're fishing for salmon with Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're looking to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day out fishing with friends, family, or co-workers all on Lake Michigan. So let Diamond Ghost Charters out of Winthrop Harbor hook you up with a chunky summer coho, a trophy fall king, or a lunker lake trout. They're all waiting for you with Diamond Ghost Charters. Don't wait. Call Captain Tony at 847-838-2037. That's 847-838-2037. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
Steven.
Who said that?
Me, down here.
Ugh, what are you, a yellow booger?
I'm a banana slug, Steven.
What are you doing in my room?
I'm your sense of adventure. It's been a long time since we've had an adventure in the forest.
Mom took me to the forest last year.
I'm a slug, Steven. It took me a long time to get here.
You're right. I should get out.
Yeah, the forest is not that far away.
Hey, Mom!
Come to the forest where the more adventurous you lives. Check out discovertheforest.org for cool places nearby. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com. This segment is brought to you by DiamondGhostCharters.com. Go fishing with Captain Tony and get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
Well, let me tell you a story about a little fella.
Hi, this is Ski Reese, and you're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
Yeah, the bluegill boogie. When the bass ain't biting and the trout are gone, try the bluegill boogie, you can't go wrong. Easy.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And on the phone with me right now, we have the U.S. Coast Guard District Captain of Division 373941, who also makes sure that the garbage is taken out by himself. Captain Tim Derry, who we just call him Tim. Tim, how are you?
I'm good, Chauncey. How are you?
I had to give you a little cheap one there, you know.
That's what I'm here for.
Hey, Tim. It's the beginning of Safe Boating Week, and Safe Boating Week should be 365 days a year, and we all know that, but it's got a special little connotation this time of the year because nationally it's Safe Boating, right?
National Safe Boating Week, it is the week before Memorial Day weekend. It's kind of the unofficial start of the boating season in areas like where we are situated, which is, you know, we have a boating season, and that's not year-round. And the whole idea is to raise awareness of things like vessel examinations and wearing a life jacket and taking a boating safety class and all the proactive things that you can do to make yourself safer when you're underway.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's one of the things. I mean, the Coast Guard Auxiliary aren't just a bunch of people who are, you know, having a great time. They're really doing a service to the community, to the country, to making sure you have a safe and enjoyable time on the water. And I don't think people understand how important that is, the job that you guys all do, and girls.
There are really two types of safety involved. We certainly are out there on the water doing safety patrols if somebody gets into trouble, if somebody needs to be towed in. certainly if there's a person overboard. But there's so many things that we like to do proactively before you even leave the house, before you think about getting out of the water for a day.
Mm-hmm.
Things like filing a float plan and maybe checking the lights on your boat trailer or checking the tires and the wheel bearings on your boat trailer, making sure the boat's securely attached to the trailer and that everything is in, you know, ship shape for when you get underway. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of things that we do in the area of raising awareness that we'd like to become second nature to the boating public, that, you know, they think about this before they go out, looking at the weather. Another thing really important.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, one of the things you mentioned at the beginning of our conversation here was vessel safety inspection, you know. And it's not just, you're like, well, I've got everything. Let me put it to you in this perspective, people. Okay, I just wrote a letter, and I thought I did very well. I sent that letter to someone and said, hey, just double check me. 6 errors later that I completely did not see the 10 times I read the letter, is what I'm trying to say is let someone else look at your boat, because that set of eyes may see something you just glance over, don't think about. And, you know, it's like, the flares. Well, yeah, I got flares. I got a whole bunch of them underneath the seat. All right, pull them out. Oh, they're expired 3 years ago. Now, don't get rid of them, but they expired 3 years ago. You got to get new ones. I mean, it's something as simple as letting a second set of eyes look at what you've got, right?
What people need to understand is a vessel safety check, and they're voluntary, is not an enforcement action. It's an educational action. It's as much of an educational action as taking a boating safety class is. Because what it is, it's a one-on-one safety class where we go around the boat. And not only are we going to check off on the form the mandatory items so that you stay legal when you're out there, but we're also going to go to the right column of that form that has a whole bunch of things that are not mandated by law, but they're really important for you to have on board. You know, an anchor is not mandated by law, but it's sure a good idea to have one. So it's a first aid kit. Mm-hmm. And it goes on and on. But really, a vessel safety check is nothing more than another educational experience, just like taking a class is. It's to educate that boater.
Yeah. And, you know, you mentioned a first aid kit. And somebody said, well, yeah, I got a couple Band-Aids and a Ziploc bag. If you get someone on your boat that you may not know, I mean, yeah, he's my friend of mine, but you don't know what medications he had. He could be on a blood thinner. He could hook himself or cut himself. And if you ever on a blood thinner, folks, you will bleed, as they say, like a stuck pig. I mean, it just comes flying out of you. I mean, and you need to have a proper, you know, the gauzes, the Band-Aids, the whatever you need. It isn't going to cost much, but it's a safety item on board in a waterproof container that it would. So it's like it's that second set of eyes, Dave, Tim rather, that will help you enjoy the great outdoors more, right?
You know, the first aid kit brings up a good point. There is not a paramedic around the corner, nor is there an ER 10 miles out of Lake Michigan.
Nope.
So you want to be prepared to deal with what is handed to you on your own out there.
Mm-hmm.
So I would also like to stress the importance of not just a basic boating safety course, but we offer a number of specialty courses. But it really is important that people understand. I know I boated all my life, and when I joined the Auxiliary almost 10 years ago, I took my first boating safety course, and then my wife and I walked out of there. And we kind of shook our head and we go, boy, we knew so little before we took this class. When I teach the opening chapters, I tell people, I promise you it's going to get more in-depth and it's going to get more interesting. And it does for them. We start talking about lights and sound signals and rules of the road and whatnot, because I can guarantee you there is no safety course required. You buy a boat, they throw you the keys, and they tell you to have a good time.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like driving where you have to take driver's ed then go take a road test at the DMV. It's a little bit different
yeah.
on the water.
And
you know, in the last 3 years, we've had so much increase in the number of boaters out there. Boat sales were at an all-time high. They say you can't buy new, you can't buy used, because they're in such short supply. Now, as the pandemic kind of seems to be running its course, now you've got boaters that maybe didn't get underway for a couple of years who are back out there. And I think we're going to see crowds on the water that we've never seen before, because you've got a combination of new and previous boaters.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And, you know, I know we're harping so much on safety, but it is the beginning of Boating Safety Week across the country. Even though I said, you know, you should wear, you know, it's boating safeties every time you go on the water. You've got to think boating safety. And the life jackets need to be on you, not in the plastic bag that came in underneath the seat.
You are so correct on that. Years ago when I became a boat crew member, there was an optional part of our swim test. And I mean, I'm not a great swimmer, but I can probably save myself.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the optional parts of the swim test was that we would take our life jacket off in the pool and then swim under a line that had been drawn across to simulate you're in a capsized vessel and getting under the gunwale and out to the open part of the water. And they said, you know, they showed us a way to do it and how to flip the life jacket over your head. Taking it off was no big deal. Swimming under was no big deal. But I'm going to tell you something. Putting it back out in the water was a big deal. I had a lifeguard leaning over the edge of his stand, and he's like, "Sir, do you need me to come in? Do you need me to come in?"
Mm-hmm.
You know, no, I'm fine. And swallowed half the pool. No, I'm doing fine.
I'm doing okay. But, you know, Tim, in the respect of a life jacket, and this personally happened to me, I wear a life jacket when I'm canoeing and kayaking or anything like that. If I'm on a charter boat, no, I'm not wearing my life jacket, but the life jackets are right there out of the plastic in case we need them in Diamond Ghosts. There will never be that time, like, period. But the thing that I was in a canoe one time in Western Michigan in June. The canoe got flipped. The kid in the front of the canoe leaned the wrong way at the wrong time, and we went into the lake, into the river. I had my life jacket on, and this is when the light bulb went on. I hit that cold river, and my legs muscles locked up.
Correct.
If I didn't have the life jacket on, you would be talking to somebody else. That's how important a life jacket is.
And what people don't understand when you talk about hypothermic conditions, now, number one, the water, I believe, in Lake Michigan is probably, if it's hit 50, it's in the low 50s.
Mm-hmm.
About a week ago, it still started with a 4.
Mm-hmm.
What people don't understand, even in 60, 70-degree water, which, remember, is 75 degrees is 20 degrees less than your body temperature, and it all has the same effect. It just happens faster in that 50-degree water than it does in the 70-degree water.
Mm-hmm.
But what happens is that if you can't tread water, if you can't paddle, if you can't kick, you're not going to be able to save yourself. If you have a life jacket on, you're 90% of the way home, because you've got so much less to worry about. You can
right.
get control of your breathing from hitting that cold water.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many things that you can do that you couldn't do
mm-hmm.
if you were either not wearing a life jacket, or even if you got one and was trying to wear, when you were trying to don that life jacket.
Yeah.
There's a lot of effort involved in that. If you wear it, you're going to be better off.
Yeah. Question for you, Tim. Is there a big program going on over at Station Wilmette?
There will be an open house today, and it runs from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., 1600 as we call it. And the station will be open to the public. We'll have demonstrations of different life-saving techniques there. And it the boats will be in the water, so you'll be able to actually see a Coast Guard vessel in the water, as well as an auxiliary Coast Guard auxiliary patrol vessel will be in the water. And we would love for people to come around and see how it is that we operate, see what we do.
I went up there a couple of years ago, and I've got to tell you, this was the coolest thing. And if you've got kids and stuff, bring them up, because the kids, there's stuff for kids to learn, there's stuff for the adults to learn. I mean, it was really, and then you got the, you know, little tour of the building and stuff. I was just so amazed what we have in our front yard, and I didn't even know it.
It really is a powerful event. Both in the local community, I mean, people in Wilmette know about it because we have signs up. We actually put the signs up yesterday afternoon. Bridget and I were over there. And some people that walk through the park know about it. But what we really like to do is reach out beyond that local community. And this is a great method of getting that word out there about the open house three-year program.
Mm-hmm.
If you recall, a few years ago, you were there, and somebody walked in and was standing at one of the tables and overheard you and I talking and turned around and said, "Hey, I recognize your voices from this morning. That's how I knew about the open house."
Yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah. Is there a website or other thing that we can look at to get more information about Coast Guard Auxiliary, maybe when there's classes? How to even be part of the Coast Guard Auxiliary? Because I think this is a great program for, you know, anyone who wants, and there may be an age restriction that I don't know of, but, you know, it's a great program for you to give back to some people to enjoy the great outdoors.
Well, the good news for guys like you and I is that there's no age restriction at the top end. However, it is 17 with parental permission or 18 otherwise,
mm-hmm.
In terms of young people joining. There's a background check. Any of the questions that you have that you brought up just now, where do you take a class, how do you join, it's a one-stop, and that would be CGAUX for Coast Guard Aux, CoastGuardAuxiliary.org. And that site is chock full of information. You put in your zip code, and it will tell you about where to join. It will tell you about where classes are being taught. You can request a vessel safety check. And the other thing that people might consider looking at for their smartphone is the Coast Guard app, and it's available for both Apple and Android. And it is also full of information. It has rules of the road for all 50 states. You can file a float plan on there. You can report suspicious activity. You can report, a buoy that's off station or the light is burned out. There's so many things you can do, and it's a really good app to have on your phone.
I have it on my phone, just so you know.
As do I.
Well, Tim, thank you so much for coming on the program today and for the beginning of Safe Boating Week, which is all year long, not just for a week, but for the celebration of Safe Boating Week, and to get out there and to enjoy the great outdoors on the water, whether you're inland, on a river, on a lake, or on a big pond as big as Lake Michigan. Thanks, Tim.
Chelsea, thanks for having us. You know, I wanted to mention this is our 9th year of doing this interview, and I believe our 11th or 12th interview, because I think it was in 2020 we did several that year.
Yeah, we did.
And so I really do appreciate what you contribute towards making the public aware of our mission areas, and it all helps. And please, I hope to see you on Saturday, and I hope to see as many of your followers on Saturday.
Cool. Thank you very much. And I hope they all come out there, because it'd be a nice ride to take the family up to Coast Guard Station Wilmette. All you have to do is go into your search engine, type that in, and it'll tell you exactly where to go. Okay? Thanks, Tim, for coming on.
Thanks again, Chauncey. Good talk to you.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
Is that a faucet running?
That's not a faucet. That's a river rushing through the forest. Forest rivers provide over 100 million people with clean water to drink.
What? I can't hear you because of the vacuum.
That's not a vacuum. That's the trees in the forest cleaning up the air we breathe.
I didn't know the trees were so amazing.
Yep, and the forest gives us shade, trees to climb.
That's awesome. Let's go explore some more.
Visit the forest today and enjoy all it does just for you. To learn more about the forest and find one near you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Waterworks at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, your Lund & Lowe superstar, have once again been awarded the prestigious Mercury CSI Award for customer service above all other dealers in the area for the seventh year in a row. Call them at 708-798-9700 and tell them Chauncey said to call. Plan your next Illinois adventure to Wren Lake, where the fun begins. Wren Lake is situated in the heart of scenic southern Illinois and can offer you 19,000 acres of water fun and recreation, all within Interstates 57 and 64. At their website, enjoywrenlake.com, you can learn about southern Illinois lodging at its finest, restaurants, family activities, bike trails, camping, and some fantastic fishing and hunting, all in one spot at Wren Lake. And it's one of my favorite places to go. So go to enjoywrenlake.com or call them at 314-580-2577. 314-580-2577 and plan your next Illinois adventure that will have you coming back again and again. Illinois, mile after magnificent mile.
Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're looking to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day out fishing with friends, family, or co-workers all on Lake Michigan. So let Diamond Ghost Charters out of Winthrop Harbor hook you up with a chunky summer coho, a trophy fall king, or a lunker lake trout. They're all waiting for you with Diamond Ghost Charters. Don't wait. Call Captain Tony at 847-838-2037. That's 847-838-2037. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com. Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund & Lowe dealer in the Midwest at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors Magazine, the true magazine for the Midwest sportsman at MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester, Illinois, where the sandwich is the sandwich. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant, or a restaurant just for you and that special person, at 1 South LaGrange Road in downtown LaGrange, at gpitaliano.com, 708-325-4590. Diamond Ghost Charters with Captain Tony at diamondghostcharters.com and Wren Lake Area Tourism at wrenlake.com. A little bit of heaven at exit 77 on Interstate 57.
Catfish, boogie woogie, boogie woogie, boogie woogie. Catfish, boogie woogie, boogie woogie, boogie.
Woke up this morning about 4:30. Who'd I see tiptoeing across my floor? My ever-loving baby with a rod in her hand, heading for the creek called Catfish Land. She yelled at me and said, "Get up, son, come along with me and let's have some fun." I grabbed my britches and along came Pole, headed for the red-hot catfish hole.
I'm listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoor on ESPN Radio AM 1000 in Chicago.
Welcome back, everybody, to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. First of all, we got to get the Aiden Fishing Report because we got a little short segment here, but this is being brought to you by Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. Papa, we spanked the salmon from our boat off of Muskegon. We fished from 25 to 100 feet down in 100 to 200 feet of water. Green and blue spoons were working well, along with white flies and green and silver flies that Captain Tony made for us, that gave to you, that you gave to me. That's a roundabout way. They did the trick. Uncle Tom went to the St. Joe River and said perch fishing was really slow, so they moved up the river and caught walleye drifting night crawlers along the bottom, and that seemed to be working best. He'll send you pictures because he said he can't mail the fish fillets to you. We'll see you Saturday at Owasipi, your fishing magician, Aiden. And that was brought to you by our friends at Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. Hey, now let's hear from Captain Tony.
Captain Tony here for Diamond Ghost Charters at 847-838-2037.
on Lake Michigan. Coho action has been fast every day so far. Limit catches, small red dodgers, flies, bust, yellowbirds, dipsy divers, and downriggers. Fast action out of Winthrop Harbor, Illinois. That's your Lake Michigan Fishing Report from Diamond Ghost Charters from Winthrop Harbor. To set up a charter, call us at 847-838-2037 and get ready to yell, fish on.
Thanks, Captain Tony. That was a good report. Hey, now let's talk a little bit about the chain of lakes in northern Illinois. Activity there, water temperature has jumped up 20 degrees in just about a week. The water is in the 70s and 76 in some of the back areas that are getting full sunlight. Muskie are there. You're going to have to work from there a little bit slower right now. But bass, a little bit of walleye action. They're now working for them. You need to look current locations for the walleye. Can keep the bait close to the bottom, not in the bottom, but real close to the bottom. Bluegill and crappie along the shoreline are always a lot of fun. Those bluegills are going to be moving up shallow to spawn, which means it's going to be crazy fishing, absolute crazy fishing. And you just remember that, enjoy it and be part of it, and just keep having fun out there. Forest Preserve District is seeing a lot of activity in Cook County. Largemouth bass are in about 2 to 2.5 feet of water close to shore. Green pumpkin, chatterbaits, and stuff like that are still working quite well. This weekend, don't forget the big Fish for a Cure fishing tournament, the bass fishing tournament, sponsored by Constellation Power. South ramp of Braidwood Lake happens before, get there way before 6 o'clock, I would say, in the morning. Traffic, the bridge is messed up on 55, so leave early, but bring your $150 entry fee and you could win up to $4,000 for first place. Guaranteed $10,000 worth of prize money for this event, and it starts on Sunday morning. 6:30 is when the boats are released to go fishing. Weigh-in is at 3, and we have a lot of fun there, and all the money raised goes to charity. Once again, it's the Constellation Fishing for a Cure South Boat Ramp, $150 per boat, two-men boat. Come on out, have some fun, and be part of helping kids in the Children's Hospital at Advocate Health Center. That's what we're trying to do this year. Okay, back Ren Lake, we're seeing some activity. Crappie are still okay to good. Largemouth bass are more active. Bass and catfish, they're on fire in many areas along the 154 bridge and other locations. Can't go wrong with that at all. A lot of salmon activity along the east side of Lake Michigan at the harbor mouths and stuff there. Many anglers are talking about coho and some king salmon in that side, so that's always a good sign. So there's a lot of activity fishing going on, whether you're in Wisconsin, Illinois, Indiana, or Michigan. Get out there. Oh, I can hear the flute playing, so that means we're coming to the end of the show, and I always like to leave you with a Native American proverb. And this one comes from the Cheyenne Nation. It says, if a man is as wise as a serpent, he can afford to be as harmless as a dove. If a man is as wise as a serpent, he can afford to be as harmless as a dove. Very true. Hey, everyone, please remember, we don't own the woods, the rain, the storm, the fish we catch, the muskies we're chasing, the coho, the bluegills in the shallow, the forest preserve lakes. We're borrowing everything from our children's children's children. Remember that. We'll see you next week right here on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Make sure you come out to the Constellation Fish for a Cure. Get out there, everybody. Braidwood Lake, Sunday, tomorrow. And take care.